Pope Francis formally opened the 2-year process on the Synod on Synodality on the 10th of October, and a week after that, dioceses across the world inaugurated it at their level. More recently, the General Secretariat of the Synod of Bishops extended this first phase till August 2022. What does synodality and the synodal process mean for the Church in Nigeria?
The Holy Father has brought a new dimension to the preparation of this synod. He wants the Synod of Bishops to be one in which the bishops will listen to the people of God. It is important that we remind ourselves that the people of God take the prime place in the hierarchy of importance. The bishop or the priest or deacon is ordained and appointed because the people of God exist. So the Holy Father wants this synod to be a journey in listening to the people of God and not a synod of telling the people what they should do or not do, but letting the people of God set the agenda for the Synod of Bishops. The Church in Nigeria has embraced this insight to synodality. The dioceses are to have their local preparation phases to discuss how the Church should respond to contemporary challenges. We have organized through the Catholic Secretariat of Nigeria a form of synergy in which all the activities of the dioceses are put together for the benefit of everyone. So we are responding to it positively.
What, in your opinion, do you think the Nigerian Church can bring from its local context to conversations in the Universal Church?
Well, I think it will be presumptuous of me to say that this is exactly what the local church will bring to the conversation in the Universal Church. But what I can state is that the local church in Nigeria is vibrant and alive. She is not shy of confronting any challenges that are peculiar to her. We will wait to listen to the fruits of the local discussions from the various dioceses to see what our faithful are thinking, and this will be transmitted to the Holy See for the Synod of Bishops.
The theme of the Synod is for a Synodal Church, Communion, Participation and Mission. What role does the laity have in the Synodal process, and how is the Church in Nigeria involving the laity in this process, and in particular women?
Well, the Church in Nigeria is involving the laity by allowing various lay apostolate groups to be involved in the diocesan phase of the Synod of Bishops. Some of the lay apostolate groups are headed by women, and they are, and they bring in experiences from the women's perspective. Like in my archdiocese now, the immediate past president of the laity council was a woman. In addition to this, the Catholic Women Organization and the Christian Mothers Confraternity are strong and vibrant women lay apostolate groups whose voices are taken seriously in the presynodal phase.
The lived experience of the Church in Nigeria differs from region to region. For example, in the predominantly Muslim northern part, there have been instances of persecution and violence fueled by banditry and religious extremism. And in the east, there are more Christians than Muslims. What steps are being taken to ensure that the lived experiences from all geographical regions of the country are equally represented and no voice is louder than the other?
The pain and suffering of our Christian brothers and sisters in the northern part of the country cannot be expressed adequately in writing or fully captured in any interview. We must commend the bishops, the priests, and lay Christian missionaries in the northern part of Nigeria. These brethren are fearless and are ready to give their lives for the gospel values, and I dare say, so many of them have died for the faith. With the words of Tertullian, the blood of the martyrs are the seed of the church. We therefore expect the faith to grow in this area. The church has tried to speak out for the respect of the rights of Christians granted in the Constitution of Nigeria. We have been involved in dialoguing with Muslims for our collective survival against the hatred of the Islamic fundamentalists. Who have been involved in providing humanitarian services in the internally displaced persons camps, both to Christians and Muslims. and you Jesuits are at the forefront of this. We have been involved in providing shelter for the needy or needy Christians and Muslims, realizing our common humanity. We are all children of God. So this is what we are doing.
Your Grace, is there any other thing you'd like to add to this conversation on synodality or on the situation of the church in Nigeria?
Yeah, what I want to add is that we are taking it very seriously. You know, most of us have inaugurated it in our dioceses, and then doing the diocesan phases. You know, after the diocesan phase, we have to do the provincial phase before we forward things to the national. You know, so we are taking it seriously, and then we pray that all goes well for the good of the church.